demonstrate. For example, Al and I were doing a wrist dance this morning, but we could do exactly the same thing without touching each other at all. And this achieves such heights of expertise in Aikido that they can throw people without touching them. An attacker comes, I've watched it. There's a fellow at Santa Cruz by the name of Prager, who's a great Aikido master. And I've watched people go slamming at him, and he moves in a certain way, and they fall on the floor, and he never touched them. So we have contacts way beyond the surface of our skins. So to get back here to Wu Wei, this means work on the basis that you and the Tao, which is the water flow of nature, always taking the line of least resistance, are the same. And Goethe understood this. He wrote a marvelous little essay called The Fragment on Nature, in which he said, we go with nature even when we work against her. There is no way out. We may imagine that there is, but that very imagination is itself part of the stream, so forget it. And it isn't that you are being forced, it isn't that you are being pushed around by something external to yourself, because the Tao constitutes the very essence of what you are. And so this character here, Qi, means that flow that is in you and can be experienced physically as breath. Although it isn't limited to breath. We need the Sanskrit word prana to assist us here. Prana is vital force, but all these Western equivalents are very tricky. Vital energy, which is manifested in breath, and breath is completely fascinating. First of all, you cannot be sure whether you are breathing or whether you are being breathed, because it goes on when you're not thinking about it. And yet when you begin to think about it, you feel you're doing it. And beginners in yoga who study pranayama, which means the discipline of breath, often get tied up because they think that if they don't remember to breathe, it won't go on. And they get nervous. But of course it will. And the reason why one becomes aware of breathing and does various so-called breathing practices is that you will see through the experience of breath that the voluntary and the involuntary are the same process. That is also experienced in the Tai Chi and other exercises where we dance with each other, say in wrist play, because we discover in that it's impossible to say who is leading and who is following. It all becomes one. And ideal sexual intercourse is the same thing. And not only the actual intercourse, but loving. There suddenly vanishes any differentiation between who proposes and who disposes, who calls and who answers. And this game in Zen Buddhism is called host and guest. If, for example, I meet you on the street and I say, good morning, and you say, good morning, I'm host and you're guest, because you followed my lead. If I say, good morning, and you say, it's not a good morning, you have reversed the position, see? And you've refused to be guest. Now, imagine another situation in which we both said good morning at the same time. Then ghost and host and guest, ghost and hest, have been transcended. And we don't know who was the leader and who was the follower. You know, we allow the machine to be the host. So, qi may be most simply thought of as breath, although it means our total psychophysical energy. And in Aikido, one might say you imagine an outstretched arm is a rubber hose with water flowing through it to a point at which you look out there, and you simply assume that the arm is immovable. And actually, you could practice this. You can hold your arm outstretched in that frame of mind for an incredibly long time without feeling tired. Just assume it'll stay there. You might think this an exercise in asceticism, but it isn't. It's the simplest thing in the world to do. Just assume that it'll remain, and the qi will flow along. We don't have a scientific explanation for these things, and we call it self-hypnosis, which is a word which has about as much meaning as neuritis, which means your nerves hurt. Doctor says, you know, you say, I've got a pain. The doctor says, you have neuritis. Okay, it means your nerves hurt. Once upon a time, when the pundits of the West saw a medical symptom that they didn't understand, or a peculiar species of animal or plant that hadn't been classified, they said, oh, yes, that's a lusus naturae. And everybody said, oh, yes, it's a lusus naturae. And lusus naturae simply means a game of nature. So, always, incidentally, this is a kind of obiter dicta, translate medical and scientific language into plain English. You will find that most of it is bullshit. Some of it isn't, but most of it is. So then, everybody really knows what qi is. You just have to trust it. It's like breath. It goes on whether you do it or don't. So, now, let's go back. From Dao to Wu Wei, we come to a character that isn't written here called De. And that, when we analyze the character, has a radical under which it's classified, which originally meant crossroads. And so, again, it's a motion character. The same radical is used for the character which means moving along. So that is this, 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 this. So we have moving along, and then a combination of the eye and the vital organs, the heart, next to it. This is translated virtue in most texts. Sometimes it's translated grace, sometimes power. But when we speak of the healing virtues of a plant, that about gets what the means. It doesn't mean virtue in the sense of moral rectitude. That's a more Confucian idea. Taoist is virtue in the sense of certain kind of marvelous competence. For example, we say of some people that they're gifted, that somehow or other they had a capacity like Mozart had for music, which he never seemed to have learned. He always had it. That is the. And often very witty people, good comedians, go on the stage with absolutely no idea in mind of what jokes they're going to make. I remember George Robey, who was a great British comedian. And the moment he walked on the stage, people roared with laughter. He was completely absurd. And everybody expected him to be absurd just when he walked on. And if it couldn't be explained, couldn't possibly be taught how to do this, he had duh. So in the same way, people who are miraculous calculators, and you can give them all kinds of figures and arithmetical problems, and they solve them without the slightest effort. They can even solve them while in the midst of carrying on a conversation about something else altogether. This is duh. It works. And every one of us is possessed of duh, because we do all kinds of miracles. Every one of you is at the moment performing all kinds of miracles without thinking about them at all. You're circulating your blood, you're breathing, your glands are operating, which are, from an intellectual point of view, incredibly complex processes. But you're doing them all without any effort, without consideration, without thinking. That is duh. So to keep Taoism in mind, you just have to keep three principles in mind. Tao, the flow of nature. Wu Wei, that it takes the line of least resistance, but with intelligence. And De, the third principle, which is the power virtue that is manifested by doing that. So, in other words, I'm giving you an outline so that you've got the system in a nutshell. I don't know whether Lao Tzu would approve of my making it that simple. Now, there are certain other considerations which flow from this, which we might call keywords. One of the important phrases in Lao Tzu is Dao Fa Ziyan, which means the Tao's principle is of itself so, translating very literally. Dao Fa Ziyan. Ziyan, of itself so, is the word that we normally translate nature. So it's the Tao's principle, or its modus operandi, as we would say in Latin, is so of itself, spontaneous. That's fascinating. Tao is not conceived as a ruling principle, in the sense of that which pushes things around. So we have to rethink all our Western notions of the subject of the verb, the noun which creates a process. However nouns can create a process has never been explained. However nouns can generate verbs is a complete mystery. It's a completely unnecessary mystery. But the Tao is not to be considered as a ruler in the sense of that which forces other things to follow. The Tao is the process of spontaneity, of things being so, of events, let me put it, that makes it simpler if I use the word events instead of things, of events being so of themselves. Now, what is self-so? When you have hiccups, you don't plan to have hiccups. It just happens. You don't plan to be born. And it's a very great question whether your parents planned for you to be born. And we can always blame the past and say, well, I'm in the situation I am in because I was badly brought up. And then the parents can always say they were badly brought up, and so on. But I've noticed that some of the most extraordinary psychic wrecks come from extremely happy marriages. And in the children. So, we can't, as it were, push the responsibility backwards. Because if you practice your meditation, you will come to the very strange understanding that everything begins now. This is a total reversal of common sense. And this is the meaning of Zhiyan. The world starts at this moment. This is the moment of creation. We won't find anything by looking into the past, because our instruments will detect the history of the universe and go back and back and back and back and back until the trail vanishes. However fine the instruments become, they will eventually be unable to detect any trace. Looking in the wrong place, it all begins now. So this is the moment from which you are beginning. And you, not in the sense of your empirical ego, not in the sense of the you who you imagine yourself to be, not in the sense of your image of yourself, but the real you is responsible for everything that's happening. Beginning now. Right now. This is it. Here we are. So, ha! This is it. It begins today. And our brains inside the shell is a system of labyrinths that are full of echoes. And those that we call memories. The memories of the past. But they are now. See? They exist at this moment. And there is no other place. There is no other time. And right now it begins because you say so. Not the you that you call your ego, but the you which includes every bone and nerve in your body. The you which not only includes what is inside your skin, but the whole environmental world without which and apart from which you don't exist at all. This is all you. Everything you experience is you. And that begins now, and it comes out of the void as the sounds come out of silence, as the baby comes from the hollow womb, as the stars shine out of the womb of space. It begins right now. Spontaneously. There's a Tibetan poem which has an image of the world arising as a fish suddenly jumps up out of a pool. Starts now. This is Zhiyan. Now another word that is important is si, which means unbleached silk, which is related to the uncarved block. That is to say, a little bit what the Japanese mean by shibui, naturalness in style. And this is very